We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Oh, shit, what up, son?
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
There he goes.
It's your boy.
It sure is. It really is chaboy. Yeah. Did you get any feedback from the Happy Time Murders? Anybody talking about Happy Time Murders from last week?
People were asking me questions like, you know, is it the biggest question is, well, we go back and forth and be like, we'll say, should I still see it? And I said exactly what you said. I said, if you watch the trailer and you thought, I got to see this movie, see it. You might be a little let down. But then people are like, I don't know. I'll be like, then don't see it. Wait for it to come out. Like, don't waste your money. If you're lukewarm on it, you're going to hate it.
You know what I just saw this weekend for the first time was Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
Happy Time Murders is better.
Yeah, I watched, to be honest, I watched the first like 45 minutes of Super Troopers 2 and fell asleep.
Yeah, they had some good Farva stuff just because Farva's good, but it was not. I wasn't surprised. I haven't seen it until this weekend. Like, I wasn't dying to see it, but it was not great.
Do you think they just missed the window? Like, they should have done that like 2 or 3 years after the first one, and it would have been
It would have been better. It would have been better probably. But again, the comedy sequel is a tricky mistress.
There's
not a lot of good ones there. So
no, not great.
All right, what do you say we get to the news, shall we?
Hit it, baby.
Last week we said Alec Baldwin in as Thomas Wayne. This week Alec Baldwin out as Thomas Wayne.
And what do you think that is? Do you think like that was just bad information, or he pulled out of it for some reason?
It's really weird. I don't get that one. I don't know if he was like, oh, this Joker movie's never going to get made, or what the deal is. It's like it's DC, but it's not in that continuity. So maybe it will get made. I don't know. But yeah, he was in there. It seemed like a pretty big role. I didn't think he'd be the best Thomas Wayne. I thought he'd be fine. I think he'd slim down. He's kind of fat for a Thomas Wayne. Not to fat shame here on the podcast.
No, we don't do that. But he, he's funny though. Like he can go up and down. Like he can lose a significant amount of weight and then gain it back very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. But so Jeffrey Dean Morgan played Thomas Wayne in the flashbacks in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of with that in mind because he played Thomas Wayne and it was, I forget the actress's name, Maggie from The Walking Dead played
Lauren Cohen.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Yep. And
I don't Google her several times a week or anything like that.
But no, that's just good knowledge. You're up on pop culture. That's all that is. That's not creepy. But they would have been great if they ended up doing Flashpoint and you needed a Thomas and Martha Wayne to play a bigger role. They already cast two good actors, so I don't really understand why they had to recast it.
And I don't know why I do, but I like the idea of an older Thomas Wayne and a younger Martha Wayne. I don't mean it like that, but what I mean is like for that, those type of people, like that dynamic could work. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think it worked too. Yeah.
Where she would.
Here's how I feel. Yeah. And you're probably going to say the same thing. Sorry.
The older father will be harder on Bruce Wayne, so the mother kind of coddles him a little bit.
I think not only that, but just to really play out the relationship, you have a guy. He was going to med school for such a long time. He was a great doctor. He's a great doctor, surgeon, that type of thing. He didn't have time. He didn't want the distraction of the female form. So by the time he came around to dating, right, maybe his friend put him up to it. He said, "Hey, you gotta meet this Martha. She's a younger gal, but you gotta meet her." And at that point, Ryan, he was ready to settle down and create Bruce, who then became Batman, as the fable goes.
Yeah, I like that. I like where you're going with that.
You like how that sounds? So I think he'd be a good Thomas Wayne. I don't know what they're going to do there or what the deal is. I like the idea that the Joker movie was going to have Thomas Wayne. But here's the one thing I really hope for, Ryan.
What do you hope for?
As good as Batman 89 was.
Yeah, I want to know your hopes and dreams right now. Tell me read it out of your dream journal. Tell me what you got.
Chapter one.
Dear Rich.
Dear
Rich. Are you there, God? It's me, Rich.
You did great today, Rich. You did great. You stood up to the bully, Rich. You did a nice job today. Don't worry about it. You'll get some new shoes. You'll do it.
But not Nikes.
No, God, no. Not today, Ryan.
Buy all the Nikes. Don't be an idiot. Buy Nikes.
I just torched all of my gear. All my Nike gear.
Stop it.
Threw it in the started a fire. You just bought that, you fucking idiot. No, what was I saying about Thomas Wayne?
You like Thomas Wayne.
I like him with it. I like an old guy with a younger gal is what I've always maintained. No, I don't. No, I was going to say, I like that he was in the Joker movie, but do not go the Batman 89 route and have the Joker actually be the one to kill Batman.
No.
Don't do that. You don't need to go there.
No, we don't like that.
Anyway. This is something that I know that you will like, Ryan. We've been talking on and off about the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 situation with James Gunn and with Disney and everything else going on. Maybe the most outspoken, you know what, forget maybe, the most outspoken in defense of James Gunn has been former wrestling great Batista, Dave Batista, who plays Drax. And he had been sort of kicking this around for a little bit, but it feels like he was on the record this week saying, "I don't know if I want to work for Disney." So even if they have a Guardians 3, you might not have Drax, at least Batista's Drax.
Yeah, who are you going to get? Goldberg now?
John Cena.
You know, like, I don't hate this. I don't hate him for this. I mean, I know there's fans who are like, but like, you know, at what point are you like, you know, I feel like he owes a lot to James Gunn, and he's been very outspoken, not only about the firing of James Gunn, but once he got that role as Drax, he was like super, super thankful to James Gunn for taking a chance on him and like giving him lines. Cause he said like, you know, people didn't want to give him lines. He was like landing roles as like the faceless monster guy.
Right. He had like a Kevin Nash type of role. Yeah. He's like a bad guy in Punisher. He's a mover and grandma's boy. He didn't really do much.
Yeah. So like he was very thankful for like someone actually giving him a shot. And then he was in Blade Runner. But like that wouldn't have happened without James Gunn. So I feel like that's his boy. You know what I mean? So like he owes him a lot. So I think he's got his back. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I also, like, when this first came out, I was like, if the whole cast wants James Gunn, couldn't this cat, as great as they are, if you had Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel, not that you really need Vin Diesel, but they've had Vin Diesel, and Dave Bautista, Karen Gillian, if you had all of them come together and say, it's either James Gunn or no movie, like, that'd be like, what, they'd be screwed. They could not make the movie.
But I feel like Chris Pratt's that kid who's like, we're all gonna walk out of class, and then he stays.
Yeah, like I have that feeling as well.
And old Chris Pratt would have walked out.
I was gonna say, easy for me to say, because Chris Pratt's probably gonna get $50 million to make that movie or whatever, right. Something stupid, you know. So it's easier for me to say, but we'll see what happens there. But maybe no Batista. If they had to recast Batista or Drax, Who do you think could do it?
Goldberg. I wasn't even kidding.
Oh, you really want Goldberg. All right.
Well, I mean, similar build, right?
Does Goldberg have the comedic chops?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I can tell you what, after seeing Blockers, John Cena doesn't have the comedy chops.
You know what's kind of funny is the Big Show.
Yeah, but he's not like big enough. You know what I mean? Like jacked enough.
You don't think the Big Show is big enough?
No, I think he's big enough, like height and weight wise, but he's not like ripped enough. He's not muscular enough.
Just maybe all CGI. They're just a CGI Drax.
Yeah, might as well.
All CGI Drax.
I was asking someone the other day, do you think they have enough takes of Vin Diesel saying, I am Groot, that they don't need him anymore?
I would really hope so.
Yeah.
You know, actually, they probably never needed him. I never understood that. Like, why get a, like, I understand why you want good voice actors in, you know, like The Incredibles and Shrek and movies like that. But for that specific role where you're changing it anyway, like in post, what the hell is the difference?
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, let's rip through a few of these other ones. We have a date for the sequel to A Quiet Place, tentatively called A Quiet Place 2. Out May 15th, 2020.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Where are they gonna go from there?
I'm not that excited about it, to be honest with you.
Just I'm not at all.
I feel like
that movie was a turd.
I didn't think it was a turd, but I thought it was good. But I, you know, but we'll see. Anyway. We'll see what happens with that.
Big Mouth Season 2 comes out October 5th. We're both big fans of that show.
Yeah, and I...
Gives you a chance to do your impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mouth stuff. Thank you.
So I was listening to Dax Shepard's podcast, which is great. It's called Armchair Expert or something like that.
Wait, you're listening to Dax Shepard's podcast?
Yeah, it's really good. And
Dax Shepard.
Listen, he did a two hour episode with Nick Kroll, and it was awesome. Fascinating. And they were talking about Big Mouth Season 2, you know, because Kristen Bell's on it and whatever. And get this. Yeah. So they're introducing a new character called the Shame Wizard. and he's voiced by David Thewlis, who, if you guys watch the third season of Fargo, he's the guy with the teeth who's all like constantly like picking his teeth.
He's the worst.
It's the creepiest character ever. And they just like, they wrote the character with him, his voice in their head from Fargo.
Oh God, that's going to be awful.
It's going to be awesome. So that's big thing he talked about on the podcast was the Shame Wizard.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. I'm excited for that.
Also on Netflix, Ryan, right now, season 2 of Ozark, which I am enjoying very much.
Yeah, I just one of those things. It's on my list. I just haven't, gotten it yet.
Put it in your queue. One day you'll get to it. But Ozark fans out there, I am also watching Ozark.
Yeah.
We don't do a ton of music, Ryan, on the podcast. We did a high school CD collection. That was an episode you can check in the archives, which was a good one, including this artist who was on there. How about Eminem?
With
a surprise album called Kamikaze came out last week, end of last week.
He's very upset with hip hop as it stands right now.
I think what I do like about him is he has a great deal of confidence.
He does, but also I think the best and people are giving him a hard time. Like Machine Gun Kelly is like has a diss track about Eminem and like all this stuff.
Yeah,
but the best Eminem is Angry Eminem.
Yeah, he was angry.
Like
angry
his last two, three albums weren't that great because he wasn't pissed off. Like it was all about him like finding peace with stuff. You remember when
this was good?
Yeah, and that's when like. I don't want to liken Eminem to another like 90s like butt rock band, but like remember when Stained like became like less angry? Remember when like they started doing acoustic stuff and like we'd put on the CD and be like, well, this sucks now.
Well, yeah, I think you can make the case with like Incubus, who I know you liked a lot.
I did, yeah.
And Linkin Park. Like, there was a lot of bands that started out one way, and then they're like, man, we can probably sell more albums doing it this way.
And they all had that, like, we're fine now album.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, all the angry stuff before, we're good now.
They all got money. So it's like, you're not, what are you pissed off about now?
Yeah.
Like, you should be, well, no, let me take it back. Now, money's not the, you know, you're not going to get all happiness with money.
More money, more problems.
I've also heard a song about
that. You know, that's all a good point. Yeah.
Ryan, if I had to rank the 9 studio albums of Eminem, he does have 10, but the first one was pre-Dr. Dre. I don't know it.
I love it. The one on Ruckus, Infinite. The Infinite. Title track of Infinite is my, still to this day, the very first track Eminem did is called Infinite, and it's still my favorite Eminem song.
Really?
Yep.
It's my favorite. Awesome. So I got to go back and listen to that then. Yep. My favorite Eminem song is probably one that's not even on an Eminem album. It was when he did Renegade with Jay-Z.
Oh, I love that one too.
Love that. But anyway, this one I think is as high as 4th and then as low as 6th. Like, in some order, you got to have the Marshall Mathers LP, the Slim Shady LP, and Marshall Mathers LP 2 or Marshall Mathers 2, whatever the hell you want to call it.
The Eminem Show?
Yeah, so I think this to me is probably in the mix with Eminem Show and Encore, and then they're all better than Recovery, Relapse, Revival.
Like, his first two albums are, like,
Right.
Interscope albums are out of this world good.
Yeah, the second one is my favorite, but they're both great.
Yeah.
So that's how I stand on that. Ryan, last bit of news I have here is The Boys, which a while ago we said should be a show. Should be a TV show somehow, some way. It'd be very difficult to do. It's a Garth Ennis comic. We both highly recommend it. They've been doing some casting. They got a pretty good all-star cast already of people involved. And how about Jennifer Esposito is going to be CIA agent Susan Rayner. Jennifer Esposito was in the movie Crash. She was she had a very small role in the movie Maid, which we both love.
Yeah,
you'd recognize her if you saw her. But that, I'm in on that. It's funny, we're talking with somebody on Twitter about it.
Yeah,
this is a very difficult show to make.
It's a very difficult show to make, and it has to be with the right network where they can get away with a lot of stuff. And my tipping point too, they need to get Simon Pegg somehow, some way.
Yes, yeah, they do. One of the characters is designed after Simon Pegg, is drawn just like Simon Pegg, and he would be perfect. I mean, again, he's written for it.
What's his name? I forget. It's like Pee-wee. It's not Pee-wee, but it's like something like that. Is it Pee-wee?
It actually might be. Yeah, it might be. But anyway, I'm excited for that show. Ryan, are you ready for your bit of news?
I guess.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, so the biggest video game minute thing we have right now, PAX West happened this weekend, and I would love to go into everything that happened at PAX West, but it's just way too much stuff. Like, it's just, you know, different game. We had a lot of new gameplay footage, lots of new looks at some really cool games. A lot of big names are out there. Fallout was there, but the biggest news, I guess, that came out of this is some kid won $1.5 million playing Fortnite in their little, like, tournament they had at PAX West.
Was it Shime?
It was not Shime, but Shime. Damn. This took place in Seattle, so I don't know if Shime got out there.
Maybe not in time.
But it started, like, I'm starting to, like, question some shit. I'm starting to rethink some stuff. Like, that's where the money is. Do you go where the money is? Like, I think Fortnite's kind of a flash in the pan. Like, it's going to be gone in a little while. I think they've we're at the crest of the wave right now.
I mean, to answer your question, Ryan, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. It's just, to me, it's just when games are, I don't mind game updates, but when the game is constantly being updated, things are being taken out, put back in, things are getting modded, things are getting buffed, things are, you know what I mean? It's like, it just never seems finished to me, and I can't get comfortable playing it.
I mean, I haven't played Fortnite in...
A Fortnite.
I was going to say 2 or 3 Fortnites, if we're being honest with you. 2 or 3 Fortnites. But every time I turn it on to play Overwatch or to play Tekken or to play something else, the thing pops up like, update installing now for Fortnite. Right. I'm like, my Christ, we got it. Yeah. So anyway.
So the other big news is this Thursday, I'm doing a big stream. I'm going to start it a little bit later, but I'm going to go till about like 1 o'clock, maybe later. Because the Spider-Man is coming. to PlayStation 4. So that's coming. It's going to be playable midnight Friday. It's already like pre-downloaded on my thing, I think.
Like I'm excited for that.
It's ready to rock. And
that'll be good.
And people ask, what's the first thing you're going to do? I am going right to the Avengers Tower, or I am going right to the Empire State Building and just jumping off.
Like, take a selfie first. Take us a quick selfie.
And like, how cool was that look? They came out on Twitter and said that like they had this awesome photo mode now.
Oh, that's sweet.
It looks unbelievable. And they have a trailer for their first DLC, which comes out in October, which features Black Cat.
There you go.
It's called City Never Sleeps, The Heist.
I like that very much.
And Felicia looks great.
I bet she does.
So not only that, the game's coming out on Friday, and they already have like some killer DLC for it. So I'm all in. What's the thing? I'll hang my hat on it or something like that. I am pushing my chips in the middle of the table on this game.
That's what they say. That is all in.
All sure. in.
I will check. All right, Ryan. Let's cut right to it here, Ryan. The topic du jour, shall we?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to what?
Oh, it's the topic of the day. And today, well, as you know better than anybody, it is back to school season, Ryan. Let's welcome everybody to the fall with a little high school movies. First thing I'm going to ask here, let's set some ground rules. What qualifies as a high school movie?
Well, I think I say this carefully because your characters need to be high school age, first and foremost.
I think that's a great starting point. You need high school age.
Because I say your characters need to be high school age because I think Rachel McAdams in Mean Girls, it was like 24. And I think Stacey Dash was like 30 when she played, in Clueless.
Right.
Your characters need to be high school age.
Dion.
The majority, or I would say most of the movie has to take place at the school.
So that's great. Cause I was talking with this with, I believe it's my wife. Cause if it wasn't you or her, I don't know who else I would have asked this about, but it was, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Right.
I don't think it counts because that is the summer. Again, obviously it's in the title, but you never walk foot into their high school. So that's like a real fringe one, but I would say no on that.
I would say no. So there has to be some scenes that take place in the school.
Yeah, and I think
you have to see you have to be in the school at some point.
I agree. And I think what also kind of helps in a lot of these movies is not just in the high school, but maybe a teacher, a principal, a coach is also like a supporting character, like which really ties it to the school, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. And I think the other thing we can do here is those are sort of the guidelines because we're going to miss some. And you guys can certainly tweet us at Dork Podcast, email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com with your favorites, your least favorites, et cetera, et cetera. Before we get to some of the superlatives, if you will, Ryan, which high school you'd want to attend, which one you wouldn't, who'd you be friends with, if you could steal a smooch, et cetera. Let's just break them down sort of subgenre within the high school movie. First, and this is kind of broad, I guess, but which ones would you consider classics?
All right, so the all-time like classic high school movies, I'm just going to throw like The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles. Like those are classic. I think they genre defining, would I say?
Oh, yes. I've heard that before.
Like ones that are like, this is what high school movies should do.
I agree. Well, how about
John Hughes movies?
Not only just are they John Hughes movies, but The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That was where I was going next.
All take place at Shermer High School.
Shermer High School in Shermer, Illinois.
It's the Shermerverse because they all overlap. And is it Weird Science might also overlap?
Yes, Weird Science does overlap with this, yeah.
I think it does. But those three jump out all from the mid-80s, all perfect, you know, John Hughes movies, all had their strengths. I'm with you. And
What was the one they said?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, definitely. I mean, right there in the goddamn title. Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah. American Pie.
Yes.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
And Heathers, I would say, are like, for me, like the classic high school movies.
Yeah, I think so. You know what I might also put in there? Would be, especially because, like, you're right, the 80s ones, it's Breakfast Club, 60 Candles, Ferris Bueller, Fast Times. Those are all 80s. You know, Dazed and Confused is early 90s. Then late 90s, you get actually Heather's. I'm with you. That's late 80s. American Pie is late 90s. I would probably also throw Can't Hardly Wait in there.
Oh, yeah. And Clueless. I would throw Clueless in there as well.
Clueless, yes. Oh, so that's okay. Another one from the 90s. Yeah. I think, you know, Can't Hardly Wait, like the whole idea of the high school party. But then the whole thing, like when they have, is it the opening credits or the closing? No, the opening credits. When they're going through, it's basically a yearbook. Right. And they're like flipping through. Like that is just, and they hit on all like the tropes. Like, yeah, like the nerds, you got the geeks, you got the wannabes, you got the jocks, you got the hot girls, you got everything else.
And I think that's part of the magic of what qualifies as a high school movie too, is you have these people who are coming from different kind of walks of life within high school, like kind of talking to each other. And I think though that's what makes a good high school movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it does. It just to go first to the like the Breakfast Club, like again, first of all, shout out to Judd Nelson, who went to the same high school as Davey and I.
Sure did.
John Bender, it turns in a hell of a performance.
Sure does.
But I mean, that's the one where it's such a classic, and you just take one from like every category, basically, and you throw them into detention, and then hijinks, Ryan, hijinks throughout the entire film.
Yeah, but there's that always that bond where you, that deeper understanding that they come to, that like we're not so different. You know what I mean?
Oh, they'll tug on the old heartstrings.
I sure will.
Give me a pack of cigarettes. Hey, smoke up, Johnny boy. That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
16 Candles is good. Ferris Bueller, again, that was a pretty good one. Fast Times, this could be an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It falls to me kind of in the 80s comedy where, depending on what generation you are, you might think it's the best movie ever. You might think it's overrated, or you might not even think it's good at all. Like, I'm not in that category, but I am in the category where, again, if American Pie or Fast Times was on TV, like I relate more to American Pie, but it's only because I wasn't even alive when Fast Times came out.
Yeah. And I was, I think.
Yeah. It came out in 82.
Oh, I was alive. Yeah. So, yeah. For me, it's a solid B plus A minus, but it's not, I recognize the things they were doing in that movie with, you know, high school kids, like doing drugs and high school kids having sex and the high school kids, you know, experiencing these different things, abortions, like it got pretty heavy at times.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't have half of these movies if Fast Times didn't happen.
Right. Oh, and that's for sure.
And, yeah. But I like,
give me a rated R high school movie. Cause let's face it, high school is rated R.
No
doubt about
it. Is it ever?
Yeah.
So I think it's important, and I, but it's not, if I were to sit down and you put all these movies in front of me, it's not going to be the first one I pick up.
No, I don't think so either. I think Spicoli has become a little overrated. Like as time has gone on, like how great that character was. It was really more about Stacy and Linda, for being honest.
We are being honest.
And then Charles Jefferson, who I believe was in our football draft back when we did characters from movies. He was a great football player, obviously. Dazed and Confused, Ryan, is one of my favorites when you mention high school movies.
Yes.
And I know this takes place in the summer, and it's the whole thing about building up. But they're drinking on the football field. It's all about, you know, freshmen getting initiated.
The first half hour of the movie takes place at school.
Yes, so, that's true too. Right, exactly. So like it absolutely counts, and the characters are unbelievable, you know, with Wooderson and with was it Fred O'Banion? Ben Affleck O'Banion. Darla Meeks by Parker Posey is just perfect for this.
And this is one, if you wanted to involve your female audience, like for whatever reason, the women I know in my life love this movie.
Like it is. It's like it's the time I think that it's set in. It's the soundtrack. It's the characters. It checks off a lot of boxes.
No, I'm sure there's women who like, but like for whatever reason, and I know this because my wife and her friends, like we were. This comes up all the time. Like, what's your favorite like high school movie? And they're like Dazed and Confused. Like that's like and a lot really of it was good. Like who is like Joey Lauren Adams' character.
Awesome.
She's kind of like nice to like the to the younger girls and my wife, wife is like that. I was like with kind of like the mean girls, but like I was like the nicest of all of them. So like I identify with like that character.
Yeah, because they weren't like we all went to high school. Like they with like a group of like eight girls, let's say they weren't all Parker Posey. Like
no, you could, but one of them like, was. Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe two or three, but like they all weren't. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's definitely a group like that that was just, that was brutal.
Like,
but
Jesus, take it easy.
My God.
Yeah.
So that was Lee High School, which is where they went in Dazed and Confused.
In Texas, that's right?
In Texas. Randall Pink Floyd didn't really want to play football anymore.
And what kills this movie is the nerdy little brother, Mitch.
The brother stinks.
Stinks. And probably one of the worst athletes ever put on film.
Oh, absolutely. He'd be on the short list. He would definitely be on the short list.
Like, you put that kid on the mound? Like, you kidding me?
No.
And he struck like someone out? Oh, brutal.
With the hair. He's touching his nose.
Like, no.
You know what I read on the internet, Ryan? Ben Affleck's character or that role, Fred O'Banion.
Yeah.
Almost went to Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn would have looked a little old for that. Like that, like Ben Affleck looked old, but that, and I get that was the point, but Vaughn would have looked way too old.
No, but think about it. This was 3 years before Swingers. He looks pretty young in Swingers.
Yeah, it's true.
I think he may have been able to pull it off, and he can definitely do like the asshole character.
Oh, that's what he does. That's like,
yeah.
Like he's
right, that's right. Not only can he pull it off, that's all he does.
That's all he does. Like Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark now. Like that. Yeah. Like Vince Vaughn is just that quippy asshole now.
I think that would have been, because usually you read those ones, you're like, this character almost, or this actor almost got this role, and you're like, oh, it would have been awful. But like that's one where I'm like, oh, that might have been.
I can see that. And didn't he had just done Rudy, or like Rudy came out like right after that, and which he played like that guy, like he was a dick.
Right. Right. And then the other one that I, where he was, yeah, what year was Rudy? That was actually might have been that same year, right? 93. That sounds right.
Might have been, yeah.
The other thing that I read was, what was the actor? So Sean Andrews, who played Kevin Pickford in the movie.
Yep.
You'd recognize him as soon as you saw him.
Yeah, I know who, yeah.
He was going out with Mila Jovovich at the time.
Right.
And they were both in the movie as well. But according to, it must have been some write-up that Linklater was doing. He said that he was supposed to have a bigger role. Sean Andrews was. He's supposed to have a bigger role, but he was, I guess, an asshole and didn't get along with the other actors. So they dropped his role significantly and increased Matthew McConaughey's role, which initially wasn't going to be that big, but everybody loved him and he was so great.
That's awesome. And I read somewhere too that like somewhere in like the filming of that movie, like Mila Jovovich and that guy like got married for like 2 weeks. Or something like that.
I think they were. Yeah, I think they were dating. Yeah, that might be right, because they were definitely together, and then they are no longer together.
Yeah,
if you can believe
they
that.
They are not.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Mentioned those ones. Now, would you consider, this isn't high on my list, but is Grease?
I think
classic high school.
So when we were going through like the different subgenres, you have like all the ones you listed, musical. And then you have others, and Grease was the first one I listed because obviously you and I aren't gonna out of the haystack. We're not gonna pull Grease and be like, let's watch Grease, you know. But it is a good musical movie that is worth mentioning. I know why people like it. It's like Bob Dylan. Right. It's just people like this. Not the first time I'm going to mention. It's not the first time I'm going to mention Bob Dylan on this podcast.
Yeah,
the big market tease. But I get why people like Grease. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention it because I think we would have gotten the emails, the sternly worded letters, etc. So those are probably most of the classics. Another one, well, I would say this. These aren't all necessarily classics, but and maybe they fall into other genres too. But when you mentioned Heathers, which was Westerberg High School with Veronica, JD, and the Heathers, which was very good, that spawned a handful of other movies like that where Jawbreaker, as you know, is one of my favorites.
Right.
Came out in 1999. Mm-hmm. And then Mean Girls, which was a great movie. Like I actually love Mean Girls.
I love Mean Girls.
But that's sort of like without Heathers, I don't know if you definitely don't get Jawbreaker, and you might not get Mean Girls.
No, I think so. Heathers is very dark. Like it's a very dark comedy. And
so I mean that's what Jawbreaker is.
And that's what essentially like Mean Girls is like Heathers light. It's like Diet Heathers.
Yeah, they're like, turn up the comedy, turn down, you know, a girl dying.
Right, or several girls dying. But it's also like, instead of like physically violent, which Heathers is, like Mean Girls is like psychologically violent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how girls operate now is like psychological.
It's more realistic, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. Let's go to comedy. And again, right, there's going to be some overlap because obviously American Pie, but what other ones do you have for comedy?
So going off like with Mean Girls, one of the, what is like sneaky, one of my favorite high school comedies is a movie called Easy A with Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's good. It's actually really good. It's supposed to be a take on The Scarlet Letter, which Emma Stone plays this girl who, you know, she lies about like hooking up with some guy and, you know, eventually it turns into like she lies that she hooked up with all these guys. So they give her like gift cards and stuff. Like it's this like bizarre thing. And it
works. Yeah, she doesn't actually hook up with them. No, it's all like nerds and it's like stuff like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, I was with her.
And it turns like her gay best friend was like, can you do that for me? So people, you know, don't know that I'm gay and that I can, you know, and there's, it's very touching and it's very funny. But it's also like pretty poignant, like for high school kids to watch. So I like that one, but obviously the one we haven't mentioned yet, the like quintessential, like 2000s, like millennial comedy, Superbad is probably
absolutely, absolutely Superbad. And you got great characters with, you know, with Seth and Evan, and then McLovin has become a whole thing. He's great. Becca is really good. You got the Emma Stone character, but the whole idea of being in high school at that age too, like that's a weird time, like those few months where you're still in high school, but you're really ready to get out of there, but like you still don't have everything figured out.
Oh, tell me,
you
know what I mean?
Like, it's it's a time.
And the only reason I wouldn't put this in classic status, and this is because I did a lot, I've done a lot of thinking about, like, you look at like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and like a lot of times we talk about like, well, that movie will never get made now, you know what I mean?
Right.
Superbad, when you watch it now, like when we watched it in 2007, 2008, you're like, this is hilarious. But now with everything about, you know, sexual assaults on campuses and things like that, and the whole premise is like these kids want to get these girls drunk so they can hook up with them. Like, I don't know how well that's going to age.
Mm. Yeah. Although I wonder if Michael Cera is enough of a, you know, cause he openly, well, he even has a chance to do it and backs out.
Oh, that's it.
You know, and like I think she was so drunk and he's the one who stops it.
Right.
So like,
and I think that's the saving grace of the movie is that it doesn't work. Right. You know what I mean? But like that mindset for young men that like the only way this is going to happen is if we're both. And then her friend says like, well, if you're both wasted, it's fine. Like, that's not true at all. Like, that's not true. Like, so if you're a younger person listening to that, like, don't do that. Like, that's
no, don't.
Yeah.
Not good advice. Yeah. Not good advice. One of the best parts to be in that movie, and it's not one that anybody like even remembers, but it's a good quotable line, especially for us when we're playing video games, is there's a scene where Jonah Hill's going on and on and on about like whatever shirt he needs in the party, obviously, and like the plan. And Michael Cera's just sitting there playing video games. And he's just like, I don't even know if it was scripted or not. He's just sitting there. And he's like, yeah, what? Why is that? Why would you put that in the game? That's what is that? That's impossible. Like, why would you put that in the game?
Why would you?
It's like, why would you put that in the game? And like, so I say that all every time
you
I do die.
It. It's awesome, and I know what you're saying. Why would you even put that in the game? Like,
Come on. No, but that movie was great. It also reminds everybody of what it was like before you were 21, trying to track down booze.
Yeah, and we've all been there. We've all done that. Quick anecdote. So the first time I ever went with my brother to a high school party, this my brother was. This is honest to God truth. Like, you, Rich can vouch for me. I didn't drink like all through high school. I didn't.
That's correct.
I didn't.
That's correct.
And my brother was like a big partier. So he's like, there was this market by our house called Jesus Grocery, who like, for whatever reason, they put the beer cooler right next to the door.
Oh yeah. Nice.
So him and his friend, like his friend would walk in, like buy like a pack of gum. And while he was buying a pack of gum, my brother would just grab 2 30 packs and run out. So he's like, because they, like, you know, it was right there. Like, all you had to do is bang and you're gone. And so he's like, sit behind the wheel of the car and just keep the car running. And like, just so basically it turned into he was running out with like two Keystone like 30 packs going, go, go, go. So I actually had to like drive the car. Like, he jumped in the back of the Jeep, which had no top on it, and just like drove. I had to like drive him out of there.
So, and you were like a getaway driver for a crime.
Yeah, I was an accessory to a crime. I was like 15 years old. I didn't even have my license yet. And that's the first time I ever drove a car.
Two crimes.
There you go.
I count two crimes already. Crimes.
Yeah.
The store owner comes out. He's like, give me that 20 bucks.
The guy never came out because they have that. I don't know if you know this, but it's a rule that like once it leaves the store, like you can't do anything about it. like this.
I did not know that, but I'm not suggesting anything to anybody
either. I lived with a guy who was a security guard at Shaw's, and he's like, once you step off the curb, like, there's nothing I can do. Like, they, if I, he's like, if I'm
gone,
if you, if you run off the curb and like I tackle you, like, you could sue the store. So they tell me, like, I have to stay. So there you go.
There's a fun fact for all our
crime 101 with Arvon D.
All our mischiefs out there. Yeah, all our mischiefs.
Petty theft 101.
It's all good. It's all good. Brian, where do you stand on Napoleon Dynamite?
I like it. It's weird. I laugh all the time. I quote it all the time.
It's very good, I think.
Yeah. Like, in my wife, you know, my wife will ask me, like, what's your plan for today? And I'm like, what I feel like I want to do. God. Like, I throw it to her all the time.
And it's like, I mean, you know, vote for Pedro. Like, I mean, a lot of it takes place at the school. You have the event at the end there. Like, it's pretty good.
It's
like,
good.
I'm a fan.
It's totally offbeat. It doesn't make any sense, but it's funny. You know what I mean? Like,
it probably wasn't like most of your high schools.
No. And there's people like I watched it with my dad once, and he's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, it's just a certain type of mood, a certain type of comedy that you want to see. And it's just like, if you're not in that mood, you're going to tune it out, you know, but it's fine.
But that one's good. Can't Hardly Wait, which we already mentioned, was Huntington Hills High School. And some of the best stuff was them talking about like the idea. And this is definitely true. Like, once you're in high school, like, you think of the kids that were older than you that are now in college is like, oh my God, like, you know, they were so awesome. Great.
They were
like,
so cool.
They're up to. Yeah. And they're like, Tripp McNeely. Yeah. Here comes Tripp McNeely. And he's just like sitting there. He's a mess. He's just like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? Like, you should be with her. Like, she is hot, man. And then he's like, I got one word of advice for you. Wear sandals in the shower, cause you'll get planner's warts.
He's like, yeah. And that's my favorite line of the movie. He goes, I got warts all over my feet. That's my favorite line of the movie.
Right. And it's like the idea that these guys are so great. And then you're like, wait a minute, like, they're at a high school party now. Like, what are they doing here?
Yeah, there's always that guy like who shows up where you're just like, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're hanging out. He's just like, dude, you gotta go. Like, you gotta.
And as a guy who was in a band, a couple of bands, Ryan, what did you think of Love Burger?
Oh, Love Burger. I would have loved to hear what they played. I thought that one of the funniest parts of that movie is that they never actually played a note.
they just get into fights with each other. Oh, yeah. They were a mess.
But yeah, we used to joke all the time that, like, I started playing guitar because I wanted to be the guitar guy at the party.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, it was a guitar.
Oh, what's this?
Here's Wonderwall.
Here's Wonderwall. Here we go. Here's just a couple of bars.
Yeah, here's Wonderwall.
The best part of the entire movie is the dork that comes in. And this is another line that I quote all the time, really just about any time that I'm out with a group of people. Like, they're in the kitchen and he spikes the beer away from somebody and he goes, nobody drank the beer. The beer has gone bad.
So that kid, Charlie Corey, he played Robin Williams' son in Hook. And he's like super successful now. Like, he was working in the White House
because of that line. That was unbelievable. That was amazing. Like, he takes a sip of beer and he spits it out.
It's funny. I think he's like really that person too. Like, he went to Yale Law School and he started working for like the Obama administration. Like, he's like super successful now. Same and with the kid.
Go ahead.
The kid from Weird Science is like an advanced mathematics professor. Like,
oh, is that Stanford. Right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay. All right, what else do you have for comedy high school?
So we went through two that I like that actually I'll get two that are kind of good and then one that's like one of my favorites. Dope, the movie Dope. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Really good. Really good. Right. Like 90s high school kind of movie. And one of my personal favorites that people are going to I fucking love these two movies. One, House Party.
Nice.
I will watch House Party whenever it's on, and it drives my wife crazy. Like, I love House Party. I've always, you know how you wanted to do the murder mystery party, like, forever?
We just can't do it.
Yeah.
I still would love to.
I've always wanted to throw a House Party, where I get the soundtrack of House Party, and it's just great. Dancing. It's just in the house, and everyone's just dancing up a storm, and it's, like, hot and sweaty, and it's, like, awesome. Like, I love House Party. I think it's.
I always think of Jay and Silent Bob when they're filming the movie and Chris Rock is on the set and he's like, "Oh man, that's gonna make House Party look like House Party 2." Yeah. And then like later on, the guy, his like assistant, goes, "Oh, that's gonna make House Party 3 look like House Party 4." And he goes, "Shut the fuck up."
So House Party 2, one of the greatest sequel names, because you have a Break Into Electric Boogaloo, which we we say
all-timer.
House Party 2, the Pajama Jammy Jam. Where it's house party, but it's in pajamas. Yes. But I would say With a Bullet, one of my favorite comedies. I'm a huge John Cusack fan. Better Off Dead is one of my favorite high school comedies of all time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Love Better Off Dead.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't have that on my list. The other ones I have, 21 Jump Street is good.
Technically a high school movie. Technically.
It is. Yeah. It takes place a lot in high school. You're right. The main characters aren't high school, but they're supposed to be. So it counts. It's so much of it takes place at Sagan High School.
Yep.
So that one counts. I'll also throw this one in there because it does such a good job. Like, now, all these parody movies aren't great, but Not Another Teen Movie is legitimately funny.
It is legitimately funny. Like, it's one of those movies. Like, I didn't want to think that movie was funny, but it was.
It just was. Now, I think what happened was the first couple of scary movies were good. Then this one was good, and like any other one, I think is shitty. Like they did a bunch of other ones, but this one, it's got Chris Evans in it, but it hits basically all the movies that we named before, like The Breakfast Club and, you know, American Pie and Can't Hardly Wait. It takes all of those and makes a parody movie, and they go to John Hughes High, for God's sakes.
I know, yeah.
So this one, it's quotable. It's funny. We watch this in college all the time. So I'd put that one.
I would say we didn't talk about this movie enough, but like, I cannot stress how important the movie American Pie was to me when I was, because it came out, I was 18 years old when that movie came out.
Yeah.
And like, it was like that time in my life. Like it was everything that you kind of go through as like that age kid, but like our age people, like that was it. You know what I mean?
That was so good. Yeah.
It was the beginning of like internet porn people, you know, email and like all that stuff. Like I remember like that being like, I wanted to laugh more, but it was like a little too much, like a little too real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, oh man. It's really good.
Like Chris Klein's character, like the guy, Oz. Like that was me.
My friends call me Nova,
like
as in Casanova.
But like,
that's pathetic.
That was me. You know what I mean? Like, I was that guy. Like, I was that. Like, I played sports, but like, I really was like super sensitive. Like, I tried to be like a super sensitive guy, like with girls. Never worked. Like, but like,
no.
But I was.
You're a guitar guy. You're a guitar guy at the party.
And I had like this like artist soul, but like I identified with like playing sports too. Like, I was a mess. Like, I was an absolute mess.
There's one time Ryan had almost an absolute hissy fit. I think we actually told this story on the podcast before, but he was going over, and again, we had a different kind of high school experience, but we were in a dorm and
I have to preface this by saying that I was a senior and only seniors could have internet.
Okay. No, so, but that's not the story. I'm not doing friend of Hermes. I've already done that one before. Okay. I'm not doing friend of Hermes.
Okay.
No, it was finally, you must have had a bad day. It was just a boiling point. You had to be their story, but I don't care. I'm going to tell it anyway. And you, me and Shark are hanging out, probably playing PlayStation. And then you're getting up. You're like, all right, I got plans. I'm going over to whatever the girl's dorm was to visit whatever the girl was. And you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. And then like, after all this shit, we'd probably been shitting on each other the whole time. And then you get up to leave and Shark goes, "Are you wearing that hat?"
Oh my God.
And then you just lost
it. I lost it on him. Poor Shark.
"You're going to wear that hat?"
Like, no, it was like one thing that we don't get enough Shark on here, but his comedic timing.
Oh, it's perfect.
Is like when he's talking about Game of Thrones, he's like locked in, but he would be a great comedy writer.
No, he'd be a great comedy writer. He would also be a perfect third man in on the podcast where you and me host the podcast and then he would make you laugh out loud three times.
Yeah.
He might only say five things, but three times he would make you laugh out loud.
So Shark he reminds me of Sam Weir in Freaks and Geeks, like John Francis Riley. Like he reminds me of him. because he was like way littler than smaller than like all of us. And the one shark story I can tell now is we do this thing. It was called Foxtails. We're like all like the older girls.
Oh, you've told this one.
Oh, I told this one. Where we pushed, this one. You guys podcast. Pushed him yeah. into the dorm and like yes. shut the door behind him. So it was just him and like all these girls and like cocktail all dresses. Girls. And he goes,
40 girls.
And he goes, ladies.
Hello.
After trying to like scratch out and like get out of the door, goes,
oh, it was great.
Ladies.
It was fantastic. Yeah. But that was right, going sorry. Back to America Pod. Yeah. That was East Great Falls High School.
In Michigan, and, right?
Again, Stifler and Jim and Shitbreak, the kid from Rookie of the Year, Tara Reid, all good.
Sorry, very good. And sorry for getting anecdotal there, but like I felt like it was appropriate. It's fine. Yeah.
It was absolutely appropriate.
And I think someone emailed us and asked us like, what, am I wrong? Like someone asked us like what we were like. They wanted more high school stories. So like wanted to know more about us in high school. So there you go.
Oh, that is true.
Someone,
it was probably Marcus.
Yeah, someone wanted to know more about us in high school. Like that's, I think I've given you enough.
Right, we were there. Great.
We were awesome. The best. Everyone loved best. Us. We didn't have a single enemy.
Didn't have a problem.
You know what? I got along with everybody. You didn't. And the only problem I had is when you started shit and I had to like fix it.
I was a very confident young
you were.
Man.
You were.
Was what I was. Yep. People had a problem with that, but that's kind of on them.
One more story. I love this story, and my dad still tells this story every time Rich comes around. Rich and I were playing football, and it was a very rare occurrence that it was a close game. We were playing an equally bad team.
Yeah.
And we had an awesome, one of my favorite coaches I've ever had was our high school football coach. And Rich and another player, we were on defense, and Rich and like a wide receiver were jawing back and forth, like in the huddle. And I'm gathering the huddle as the middle linebacker, and I have everyone in front of me, and Rich is pointing his finger over my shoulder, yelling at the kid. I grab Rich by the face mask, pull him about an inch from my face, and go, shut the fuck up. The ref throws a flag on me for swearing.
Should have been swearing.
I got a 15 yard penalty for swearing at Rich. Sorry for swearing on the podcast, but that's the way the story went. Yeah. And that's the way the news goes.
That was the way the news went. Yeah. And spoiler alert, we lost that game.
We did lose that game.
Spoiler. Lost that game. What else we got for comedy? I might be missing a couple here, but let's move on to.
We have all those.
Like, oh, actually, I got one. I got one real quick.
Yeah.
Rushmore.
Rushmore is a great movie.
Rushmore's good.
She's All That. We missed that one.
Yeah, I didn't love She's All That.
But I like Rachel Lee Cook. So we're going to.
What do you think of Juno?
Juno's a good movie. I do think Juno's a good movie. I don't think.
Not to be confused with Juno Mikushima from Danganronpa.
No. Please. Thank you for making that distinction. I didn't want to have to do it for you.
Different thing.
Different thing. Totally different thing. I don't like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Like in anything. Yeah, I'm with you on that. So
I'm with you on that one. Which is too bad because he's probably just a gem of a guy.
Probably a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He though couldn't ruin I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And still Paul, a great Paul Walker was in that movie. But I hated the idea of like you just take the girl's glasses off and she's hot now. Like she was hot when she was a nerd.
She was piping hot. Maybe hotter. Oh, yeah. Like if we're being honest with each other.
Seriously.
Not that that's what it's about. All right, Ryan. Horror.
Oh yeah, we don't want Linda calling again, by the way.
I can't. No, God, no. I can't believe it's taken us this long in the podcast, but I'm going to start with horror high school movies, and I'm going right to Scream.
Yeah, you are. I knew this was only a matter of time before we had to talk about
it.
Yep.
Woodsboro High School. You got your Sydney, your Tatum, your Billy, your Stu, Randy Meeks, which is one of the best characters. Mm-hmm. Pick of the pod, Casey and Steve, who did not make it very long in that movie, but you have the principal who has a very significant role. There's a major death at the school. They're talking about stuff at school. The school gets shut down for a day because obviously the murders that are going on. So it's very, and Woodsboro High has become like a go-to thing. Like everybody mentions Woodsboro, the Woodsboro killings. And so it like, to me, it's one of my favorite high school movies just because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I just wish we can get through one goddamn podcast without you mentioning the movie Scream.
Like not gonna happen.
If we can do that, that would be good. No, I remember seeing Scream and being like, this is awesome.
It was and is.
It is. I don't like it as much as you do, but I still
nobody does.
But I still appreciate the kind of the meta aspect of Scream where is it Craven? Did Wes Craven do
You're goddamn right. It was Wes Craven. So it was Kevin Williamson who wrote some Dawson's Creek. He did I Know What You Did Last Summer. He did a few other ones. He wrote this, but Wes Craven directed it.
And which is great because the whole time, like, Wes Craven is kind of like examining the movies he makes and kind of like, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's the kind of that nice.
Well, they're finally self-aware. They're finally aware. Like, horror movies existed within a horror movie for the first time. And it's amazing that it took to 1996 for that to happen.
Right.
But it was, you know, every other movie was just sort of on its own. And so this one did its own thing. And again, another movie where you look back and watch it, and you're like, they don't look like they were in high school, no, but whatever.
Drew Barrymore like is like 40.
Skeet Ulrich. I don't know. Maybe he was young, but like he's actually in Riverdale.
Oh, nice. What was great about this movie, and I'm thankful for this movie again, not my favorite, but like why I'm thankful for this movie. I now watch horror movies differently because of Scream.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think most people do. And it's funny, about probably on average of twice a week, I'll ask my wife if she wants to do a Scream marathon. And we've been together for a long time. So if you add that, that's a lot of times I've asked.
Yeah.
She has never said yes to that.
All right.
So
we might, if the Davies come over one day, we'll do a Scream marathon.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I don't know if we're going to do it with the children, but they can go to my parents.
Well, they can watch. It's fun. They got a guy's got a mask on. It's
hey,
fun.
He's like, hey, doing all crazy things, you know? But I would say the quintessential, the best high school horror movie ever made is Carrie.
Yep. That's second on my list.
Yeah. And absolutely. This is the almost perfect horror movie.
It's incredible. It really is an incredible movie. We talked a lot about it on our Stephen King episodes. The first Stephen King adaptation to a movie was Carrie, 1976. Do you remember what the name of the high school was?
I don't.
Bates High.
Bates High.
Little inspiration from Norman Bates and Psycho.
Yeah, that makes makes sense. That? I do like that. I do like that.
That was good.
Crazy-ass mom. Crazy mom. Like, really weird, like, tortured main character. You had your bad apples, your bad seed. You're giving her the hard, sure. giving her the hard sure time.
Sure.
You know? And what an awesome
telekinesis.
What an awesome payoff at the end, you know.
But also, like, how many high schools? Like, everybody does stunts, right? Everybody does.
You get into the hijinks.
Kids get into it. They're kids being kids. Or which one we'll get to. I was going to say one we'll get to, obviously, in the sports part. But one of the lines in Varsity Blues when they were like, these kids were sticking their wangers on the glass at the Alano Club. He goes, wangers on the glass at the Alano Club? And then Coach Palmer's just like, you have a problem, my boys? No, coach. Don't think so.
They're wangers.
Wangers on the glass at the Alano Club.
Oh, I'd like to backtrack. Okay. I'd like to backtrack for a second and go back to comedy. Okay.
Yes.
The first R-rated movie I ever saw was Porky's. My dad let me watch Porky's.
Yeah.
That's okay. And then the very first Michael Hunt joke I've ever heard, when they said, oh, I'm looking for my friend Michael Hunt, Mike. And she says it over their loudspeaker at the drive-in thing. I was crying laughing.
30 years later, still great.
Still great.
Still great.
Porky's is a great comedy.
Porky's. Yeah.
We would miss that. That would be bad. So
No, I know. We've definitely missed some. The other ones that quickly I would just rip through for horror would be Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then these two aren't as good, but The Faculty. Actually, you know what? I like The Faculty.
Robert Rodriguez. Like, The Faculty's better now. It's better now if you watch it now.
It actually is.
Yeah.
Harrington High School for The Faculty. Then this one was bad, but I'm going to throw it on there because Williamson wrote it, but that'd be Teaching Mrs. Tingle with Katie Holmes.
Ellen Mirren. What about Jennifer's Body with Megan Fox?
I did like Jennifer's Body. Yeah. Well, it's funny. They asked Helen Mirren why she agreed to do Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Yeah.
And because she said, and I quote, they paid me a shitload of money to do it.
I love Helen Mirren.
Ryan, let's rip through some sports ones real quick. Sure. What do you got for sports?
The greatest high school sports movie ever made is Hoosiers.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're probably right, but I would say this one doesn't count because it's a documentary, but Hoop Dreams is amazing. Yeah. And I was thinking back to Hoop Dreams. So William Gates and Arthur Agee, and it's so much more powerful that neither guy made it.
Yeah.
you know, because you're watching, you're like, oh my God, these guys are great. Like they're getting invited to the, like the McDonald's game or like the, I'm not the McDonald's game, like the Nike camp. And like, they're getting invited to all those, like they're big recruits and like, they want, this is where they want to go. And like, had they done this with like Chris Webber and Jalen Rose, you would have been thinking, oh, like everybody makes it.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, this is so messed up. And like, what, like there was some bad stuff that happened to their families. Like one's brother got killed. One's father got killed. It's just like, holy smokes. But that's a separate thing. But I just wanted to mention Hoop Dreams.
And it's crazy. Like being a coach now, and talking to kids, like those kids are still the same. Like they're still like, and I try to tell them, like the best baseball player I have ever coached had like a cup of coffee in the major leagues. Right. The best hockey player I have, the best high school hockey player I knew growing up played like a season in the NHL.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now he's coaching and he's doing great. And, but like,
I thought you played against Rick DiPietro. What about him?
I played with him. But then I saw Rick play. I was at a Hartford Wolfpack game and he was playing for the Bridgeport Sound Tigers and he got pulled.
You're like the number one pick in the draft.
The very first goaltender to go number one overall in the NHL draft. And I saw him, the Hartford Wolfpack hung nine on him in like two periods. Like not.
Oh my Christ.
And he just, it's crazy. He wanted to be anywhere else, but right there.
Yeah.
But he like he's a guy like, had a pretty successful NHL career,
sure.
I would say.
Sure.
A lot of pressure on him, but didn't really work, you know. But
I'm with you on Hoosiers, though. Hoosiers is great. Hickory High with Jimmy Chitwood, he's great. Friday Night Lights, you got to throw on there, the movie.
Yes.
And Varsity Blues.
Yeah, like you have to, like, those are like the two. There's not a lot of baseball. I think football and basketball are kind of the two sports, if you're talking about like high school sports stuff.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, a separate thing altogether, but Friday Night Lights, the TV show, is one of the great high school sports TV shows. Yeah. It's not even close. You know,
the only thing I wish there was a little bit in the book in Friday Night Lights, they play a race plays a whole lot more of an issue in the whole thing. They kind of gloss over it in the movie, like with the very last game with Dallas or whatever. But it was always like around like in the book. So I read the book. The book's good.
Check it out.
I know you don't read.
All right, before we get to some of the superlative type things here, Ryan, the other category, what are ones that we didn't name that didn't fall into a category that you just want to mention?
Grease was one of them.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yep. I had that on here too.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Hill Valley High, by the way. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Slacker.
Right.
Rebel Without a Cause, James Dean. Was probably like one of the first like high school angsty movies.
Yeah.
One of my personal favorite romantic comedies of all time, Say Anything.
Okay.
I love Say Anything. Sure. Lloyd Dobler.
Yep.
I always try to be Lloyd Dobler.
Yep.
Fame.
Okay.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Chronicle.
I don't know Chronicle.
And I would say, I know we're going to cringe at this, but Rian Johnson made a movie called Brick starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which is like a film noir like mystery that takes place in a high school, and it's awesome.
I'll have to check that out. I've not seen that.
I own that movie.
Okay.
It's definitely worth a watch. The whole thing takes place like in and around a high school, but it's like one of those old school like detective books, and they even talk like that. They even talk like a penny novel, like a Mike Hammer kind of thing, but it takes place in a high school.
How about that?
Yep.
Aaron? I would say blah, 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 blah. The Perks of Being a Wallflower was actually, you wouldn't think I would like it, but I did. I thought it was a pretty good movie. Dead Poets Society, The Academy for Boys.
Oh, and one I forgot for sports. Two I forgot for sports, actually. One, School Ties. Now that you mentioned Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
And one that my wife would kill me if I don't mention is Bring It On. I need to mention it.
You're right. Fine. Bring it on. Including Watertown Zone, Elijah Dushku.
That's right.
All right, Ryan, what is, in your mind, the best high school movie ever made?
The best high school movie.
I'm going to ask you a similar follow-up question. But right now, what's the best high school movie ever?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Because today, 33 years later, it's still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, that movie does not age. Like kids are still kids. And I think
the Breakfast Club is
there's a line in where the janitor says to like the assistant principal, he's like, kids are still kids. Like kids are kids. Like they are going to be this. Like,
kids are kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, what I'm saying is that like that, those tropes, like those characters, you will always find them in a high school.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's a good call. And that's, as far as just high school movies, I would definitely put that above 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
I, part of me wants to go with Dazed and Confused, but yeesh, I might go American Pie. I think it just resonates more.
No, and then I would say that's our Breakfast Club. Like me and you.
Yeah,
like
right. That's our Breakfast Club. Exactly.
But I think Breakfast Club is just a slightly better movie.
It might be.
American Pie is way funnier.
Yeah, it's definitely funnier.
Yeah.
Like, so what's the answer for your, what's your favorite one?
My two favorites are Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I modeled my early life. I wanted to be, the first celebrity I wanted to be was Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
And Better Off Dead is my favorite. Right. Yeah.
I'm going American Pie. I'm going to shoehorn Scream in there because it does count.
That's fine.
It's the mold. I'm telling you, I love Mean Girls. I thought Mean Girls was great.
Mean Girls, so
I'm throwing that in there. I'm putting that one on there, but not on my list. Yep. We didn't mention Clueless much at Bronson Alcott High School, but that's also a very good movie. I can watch that at any time. Yeah. All right. So what's the least favorite / worst? I got one on here.
We didn't mention it. It might be
the same.
Might be a hot chili hot take for me.
Oh really? Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Donnie Darko.
Oh no shit. That is a hot chili hot take.
That movie sucks.
Oh,
it sucks.
Okay.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Don't at me.
What about the bunny rabbit?
Don't. Oh, why are you wearing that silly man suit? Like that's stupid. Like the movie's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. It's like the horror version of like the Boondock Saints. Like people they would have posters of like Donnie Darko on their walls and you'd be like,
why'd you leave Boondock Saints out of this?
And like, why do you like that movie? And like, cause it kicks ass. I'm like, no, it doesn't. That movie. Like what happens at the end? I said this in the last
kicks
podcast.
All the ass.
Tell me what happens at the end of Donnie Darko.
Was it a dream?
Yeah. You don't know.
It a dream.
Right. Like it's it was one of those movies.
Jake Gyllenhaal kisses Maggie Gyllenhaal.
And I tell you, dear listener and dear host, I tried.
Dear friends.
I tried.
You tried
with Donnie Darko. And
I'm not going to fight you on that. I'm not going to fight you on
it
that.
Stinks. That's my John. Right. Remember John Lovitz, the critic? Remember that?
It stinks.
Stinks.
I love it. That still makes me laugh. I love it, as Mac and Goo would say. My worst / least favorite high school movie of all time is from a little high school called South Glen South.
What?
Never Been Kissed.
Oh, no.
Never Been Kissed sucks. That was great. They have a good joke in Not Another Teen Movie where they have like the super old like, girl. The lady had to be in her 90s. And she's like, she shows up at the high school and she's like a new student and they're like, they ask her something and she's like, oh, I've never even been kissed. And then they have the gross kissing scene, like the Cruel Intentions one,
yeah.
which leads me to that is Cruel Intentions. Does that qualify to you?
They're never in school. Are they? They talk about school, but are they ever in school?
The last scene in the movie is the first day of school.
Not about that.
I don't know. See, I would put it more in the, and it's funny because Sarah Michelle Gellar's in both, but I would put that in the I Know What You Did Last Summer category where they're high school students, but not enough of it. They don't even really go through school much. So I would say no. That's
right.
Because I know a lot of people like that movie. I do too, but I wouldn't put that on there.
Two that I would say that we, I'm just looking through a list right now, and two that are definitely worth mentioning that we didn't mention. Risky Business.
Oh yeah, Risky Business is good. We mentioned a ton of them.
We did. And the one that's kind of like underrated for me is Project X. Do you see Project X?
No.
That was pretty funny. It was like a found footage, like house party movie. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
The only thing, bad ending, but good movie.
All right, Ryan, if you could attend any of these high schools, which one would you want to attend?
Oh, Shermer High School. And I would like to be like in between everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, I would, knowing me, like I probably would have been friends with like the two kids from like Weird Science. But like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, you would have been with those guys.
Those guys are awesome. You know, and the kid had that cool house. Like, Shermer, Illinois,
yeah.
By the way, sneaky, like, high rent district town. Like, a lot of money in Shermer, yeah. Illinois. So
true.
Either that or I'm trying to think.
I think put me down for Reagan High in Jawbreaker.
Oh, put me down Dazed and Confused. Like, I would go to school with those dudes.
Oh, yeah, Lee High School.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
In Texas. Yeah. Yeah. Texas football would have been, like, West Canaan would have been fun in Varsity Blues. That would have been a good high school. You know, you got Allie Larder and Amy Smart walking around. Reagan High, though, where you have Julie, who is, we'll hear from her coming up a little bit. Courtney, Foxy. I can run with those ladies, or at least I would try from a distance. That'd be a good one. What about the school you would least want to attend?
Least want to attend? Probably Cary. Probably Bates High.
I was going to say Bates or Woodsboro. Woodsboro is just like, you know, you'd get caught up in it. There's just too many high school kids died in that one.
No, thank you.
Way too many.
No, thank you.
I'm out on that. Yeah. All right. You already said a few of them, but who else would you have wanted to have been friends with?
Like height me now or like high school me?
That's a good question, I guess. I was thinking more. Yeah. Put yourself back there.
Jake Ryan from 16 Candles. Like, he and I would have gotten along. Yes. I would have loved to have been. I think I have some friends who are like Evan and the kids from Superbad.
Oh, Seth. Yeah, Seth and Evan. Yeah. Those guys for sure. Like,
I would have been friends with them. And the guy who drives the pickup, Cole Hauser, the guy with who drives the pickup truck.
Yes.
Like, he and I would have.
Yeah. What was
Randy,
his name? Yeah, that's
Randy Floyd. Me and him and Randy Floyd, we would have gotten along.
You and Pink Floyd, you guys would have had a time. See, I would go on two different extremes. I'd want to be friends with Stifler, just because Stifler is the guy that always has the parties.
Oh my God,
so you want to be with Stifler, and you know he's an asshole, but he's funny, he plays sports. So you'd be friends with somebody like Stifler, but I'd also want to be friends with somebody like Randy Meeks, who you could just talk about movies with all the time.
Oh yeah, but like,
so, because I'm sort of a combination of those two. If there were like one person, I would be, then, so if I, I'd probably be friends with both.
And we have that. We always have that saying with like a group of friends. It's like, yeah, he's an asshole, but he's our asshole.
Yes. And so Stifler's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Like,
you can't have a whole bunch of those guys, but if you have a couple, it'd be fine. Yeah. And then Ryan, if you could steal a smooch, again, high school version of you, so you're 17.
Yep.
If you could steal a smooch with one of these characters from any of these movies, who would it be?
Probably Joey Lauren Adams in Anything. Friend of the podcast, Joey Lauren Adams. Friend of the podcast.
We did. We had a three-minute conversation with her.
She was
super nice.
She was super nice and like wanted to talk to us because there was like nobody around.
Well, that's also true.
Or Diane Lane, played by Ione Skye in Say Anything. I thought she was a doll. And I said at the top of this that I was going to say another Bob Dylan story. I once went out, we'll call it a date. I had a lovely evening with a young lady in college who looked a lot like Ione Skye from Say Anything. And
how about that?
While we were relaxing, she said to me, she's like, oh, like, do you want to hear my, I think I've said that, told you this story off air before, the Bob Dylan story.
Yes.
But she was like, do you want to hear my favorite song? And I was like, sure. And she put on Lay Lady Lay by Bob Dylan. She's like, isn't this song amazing? And I was like, nah, not really. Like, I deeply respect the talent of Bob Dylan, but I don't.
Who does?
I don't want to listen to Bob Dylan ever.
Nah,
like, you can be Bob Dylan like over there. Like, don't bother me.
Yeah, I'm good over here.
So, in the middle of our post hangout, relax. She's like, she looks me dead in the eye. She's like, don't you just love this song? And I'm like, no. I go, no. And she looks me dead in the face. And I, again, forgive the strong language. She looks me in the eye. Her face completely changes. And she goes, get the fuck out.
You failed that
test. I was like, what?
You failed.
And she started yelling at me.
Well, she's upset. She didn't like your test.
Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I just don't like that song. I think it's stupid.
I would have that same reaction if somebody was like, yeah, Scream's not that good.
Well, I've said that to your face. Really like, guess what? It's not that good.
Yeah, but I wasn't canoodling with you. It wasn't going to end that, you know. And
we had a nice time. Why did it end it like that?
I never
spoke to fake Ione Skye again.
Jeez. All right.
About that.
Well, I'll wrap up here with the steal a smooch on my end. Here's my podium.
Okay.
Getting the bronze medal would be Tatum from Scream, played by Rose McGowan.
Nice.
The silver would go to Amanda Beckett in Can't Hardly Wait, played by Jennifer Love.
I whiffed on that one.
Yeah, you screwed up. Yeah. And number one with a bullet would be Julie from Jawbreaker, played by the one and only Rebecca Gayhart.
I love
Rebecca Gayhart.
You could put easily the entire cast of Mean Girls on the podium.
That's also true. Those are all honorable mentions there. They are fantastic. In fact, Janice, if she wasn't wearing the makeup and outfit that they put her in, is, I think, the best looking one.
We've talked about that before. Like, that's the craziest thing. Yeah. The fact that Lizzie Kaplan is like the ugly girl.
But yeah, you go. Yeah, it's Katie, Regina, Gretchen, Karen, Janice. Like, those are all the character names, obviously. But it's hard to stack up five ladies like that with anybody else. That's tough. All right, Ryan, anything else on all this nonsense before we get to the pick of the pod?
I enjoyed this. This was good.
This was good. This is nice to kick this around. Pick of the pod.
Let's do it.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
All right, Ryan, kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal.
I will defer because my pick of the pod is for you this week.
Oh, God, great. I have a lot of things. So I have a lot of picks of the pod here coming up. I have so many feelings after this. My high school energy is back.
It doesn't even go here.
I'll go with a comic book. And so I've heard bad things about Civil War II. It's been out for a while, so the whole thing is in one collected edition. So I read it. I actually didn't mind it at all. And this is a very minor spoiler, but it reminds me of like Minority Report.
Yes.
So they did kind of steal that idea, but if you kind of overlook it and just take it for what it's worth, I did not hate. In fact, I actually liked Civil War II.
No, and I like that how they twisted it a little bit. Like they played with that idea of like being able to predict things.
Yes.
You know, not to spoiler it, but I like that it's Tony Stark versus Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's involved.
Everyone's involved.
Everybody's involved. Yeah. All right, what do you got?
There is a show on Netflix, Richard. You're a fan of the Illusions, right?
You could say that.
And you're a fan of like David Blaine.
Yes, I am.
Watch Magic for Humans on Netflix.
Really? I saw that on there. I didn't watch it yet. I'm gonna like it.
Watch it. You'll love it. It'll blow it will blow your mind.
So should I be sitting down and holding onto my nips?
You're going to do, you could do that. But what's going to happen is you're going to fly up like out of your seat and like run around the room. Yeah, I know you're going to do like a lap around the couch when like something happens.
Oh my God. So really clear the way, make sure the dog is not below the recliner. That kind of thing.
Remember like when David Blaine would do a trick and the guy would go like, oh, would, like run down the street. Yes. Like you're going to do that.
That guy was off of me. So yes, I do know what you're talking about. That's
shout
fantastic.
Out to Ace. Call back to our Comic-Con, the first Comic-Con.
Yes. No doubt, Ace. No doubt. All right, I will watch the hell out of that. Ryan, real quick, we got to get out of here, but real quick, we both saw Hereditary this past week. You liked it a lot more than I did. Let me ask you this. Did you think it was scary?
Parts were. Yeah. And I said to you on text, like, what scares me now is, like, horror that's rooted in, like, reality. You know what I mean? That like the fact that like mental illness and horror kind of go like hand in hand, like that shit freaks me out. Cause like like they start talking, this isn't a spoiler, but they, in the beginning, like, what's her name's Toni Collette's mother dies. And she talks about her. She had like dissociative, disorder and she had schizophrenia and she had dementia. So like those things scare me to death because they're real, you know?
Absolutely. No, that's true. I did think Toni Collette should at the very least be nominated for an Oscar. She was unbelievable.
I didn't give it a perfect score across the board. I didn't give it 6 out of 6 stones. I didn't give it 40 hot dogs and I didn't get it as an own it was because the first half of the movie is so good. And then the second half of the movie, you're kind of like, ugh. You know, like it just, it's still good. You still need to watch it. It's still good. But like this,
I wanted more from it. I wanted a little bit more because I remember seeing the preview for the first time, like in the theater and being like, holy crap. Like this is going to be crackers.
And it's so much buildup to that.
Yeah, there is. But yeah, so let us know what you think. If you saw Hereditary, hit us up on Twitter at Dork Podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. We're on the iTunes. You can rate, review, and subscribe. We have over 200 ratings now, which is great. So continue to pour those in, or tell your friend to pour those in. I guess you've already had, if you've already done it, you can't do it again. Or although maybe you can. Maybe you can. I don't
just
know.
Get another email and then do it again.
The other thing, Ryan, is September 15th. I know, unfortunately, you can't make it, but it's coming up a week from Saturday. Idle Hands, our good friends at Idle Hands, are doing their Oktoberfest. I'm going to be there. I believe, I don't know all the details yet, but there might be some sort of stein hoisting competition at like 3 o'clock. I think it's going to be an all day, all night event. I'm probably going to be there in the afternoon. If anybody wants to swing by, say what's up over at Idle Hands on the 15th.
I would have loved to have been there. I'm going to be in Las Vegas that weekend.
So you're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a heck of a time. Anything else, Ryan? Well, you got your Twitch, twitch.tv/ArvonD,
ArvonD on any and all social media. Come check it out. I don't know how tonight's going to go, but I'm not time stamping it at all. But I will leave you, Richard, with a single thought.
Okay. Guys, it's a callback to Hereditary, is what it is. It's a callback. It's a noise, and it's a callback. And just like that, he is gone.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.